Elon Musk has owned Twitter for less than a week, and already things are changing. Researchers and the company's own staff have identified a coordinated campaign to spread hate on the platform. Musk himself has shared an unfounded conspiracy theory about Nancy Pelosi's husband. And to talk about all of this, we're joined now by NPR Shannon Bond, who covers online platforms. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Elsa.
Hey. Okay, so as we said, we are just a few days into the Elon Musk era on Twitter. How are things going?
Well, Elsa, this is Elon Musk we're talking about, so of course it's controversial. Now, he has never been shy, right, and especially in how he uses Twitter. You know, he has more than 100 million followers there. He's long used his account to provoke, to tease, to troll.
Right.
And now he's doing these things, but from a position of a lot more power. And, you know, that means that worries about what his ownership will augur for this company were really exacerbated this weekend when he posted this baseless, lurid conspiracy theory about the violent attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul. Now, this came from a fringe website with a long history of posting fake stories. Now, Musk eventually did delete the tweet hours later, but not until it had already been, you know, retweeted and liked tens of thousands of times. And
wow.
I think this matters, right? Because now he is the one calling all the shots here. He's fired the company's leadership today. He dissolved its board. It's just him.
Okay, well, that's just one tweet in particular. But I imagine we are seeing broader changes, right, across Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, I think you remember that Musk said before he owned Twitter that he wanted to unleash more free speech on the platform. He has previously said he thinks all legal speech should be permitted there, no matter how offensive or harmful. Now, last week, he walked that back a bit. He said it couldn't be a free-for-all hellscape. You know, he doesn't want to scare off advertisers, which are how Twitter makes money. But as soon as news broke on Thursday that he had taken control of Twitter, we saw plenty of people celebrating this idea that he's going to get rid of what they see as censorship on the platform. I spoke with Sarah Aniano, a disinformation analyst at the Anti-Defamation League.
Elon Musk has said enough on Twitter even before his takeover to make people believe that he is on the side of saying whatever you want without consequences.
Yeah, so then what's been the impact of those words? Can we tell?
Well, Aniano and her colleagues have been tracking what's happening on Twitter, and they found that since Musk took over on Thursday, users have posted thousands of tweets and retweets with anti-Semitic memes. There's also been reporting about a rise in racist slurs. I took a look at Twitter data, and you can see a definite increase in the use of several racist and homophobic slurs in just the past few days. Mm. The researchers say this is being driven by a coordinated campaign on platforms popular with the far right, at least in some cases here. And, you know, we're seeing people encouraging each other to amplify these hateful posts on Twitter.
Well, how has Twitter responded to all of this so far?
Well, Musk and the company didn't respond to requests for comment. But on Friday, Twitter's head of safety tweeted that they are aware of a coordinated campaign to post hate speech and are banning these accounts. In fact, he said just 300 accounts were responsible for more than 50,000 tweets using one slur. Musk himself last week posted to clarify that no changes had been made to Twitter's existing rules. He says he's going to create a content moderation council of people with diverse views and won't make any big decisions before then, including things like bringing back President Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, who was banned. Mm-hmm. I think also, though, what the past few days have shown is that even without making any actual changes to Twitter policy, Musk is making his mark. And there's a group of people who are feeling emboldened by his ownership. They are already having an impact.
Indeed. That is NPR's Shannon Bond. Thank you, Shannon.
Thanks, Elsa.